Thank you. Good afternoon. Lyme disease is a common tick-borne disease in New Hampshire. We record about 1,500 confirmed and probable cases each year. And in 2012, as an incidence rate, we recorded the highest incidence in the United States. We undertook a project to characterize tick and Lyme disease-related emergency department burden in New Hampshire by querying our emergency department syndromic surveillance system for the years of 2010 through 2014. We queried our data system in two ways. We looked at chief complaint text for the words Lyme, tick, erythema migrans, and bullseye rash. And then we also queried the ICD-9 codes for the Lyme disease diagnosis code, which is listed here. After we queried these data, we also made an effort to try and link them through a probabilistic linkage to our surveillance data to see how many of those emergency department encounters were reported to the health department as a Lyme disease case. We did this linkage by linking a few key variables such as date of birth, sex, residence, town, and encounter date, and then we calculated key demographic and reporting characteristics. So for this five-year time period, there were over 3 million total emergency department encounters in our state, and of those, 13,000 were tick bite or Lyme disease related. Of those, we identified most of them by chief complaint text, which would be 78%. The vast majority of these were for tick bites, and then 17% were identified by the ICD-9 code for Lyme disease. 5% of records had both a chief complaint text that was for one of those tick or Lyme disease related words, and then also had the ICD-9 code as well. During the same time period, we had 14,000 suspected Lyme disease cases reported to the department, and so when we tried to do that probabilistic linkage, we found that 881, or 6% of the ED encounters, were reported to the health department as a suspected Lyme disease case. When we look specifically at those with an ICD-9 Lyme disease code, 24% of those were reported to the health department. So this chart shows the seasonal distribution of both our reported cases and the emergency department encounters. The ones in yellow are reported cases, and you can see that they typically are pretty consistent with national data, with a peak in July and August. If you look at our emergency department encounters, which are in blue, we saw an earlier peak, with that peak being in May, and then also a second peak in the fall. We think that's pretty consistent with the emergence of the nymphal stage of the tick in the spring, and then also with the presence of the adult ticks in the fall. And since most of our encounters were for tick bites, we think that's reflecting the exposure and not so much the onset of symptoms. When we looked at our data by age group, again, the blue is ED encounters and the yellow is the reported cases. If you look just at the yellow, you'll see that that looks pretty consistent with the national data that you just saw with the bimodal distribution. However, if you look at the emergency department encounters, you can see that our peak is really in the earlier age groups and then again in the older age groups. In fact, 40% of the emergency department records were for people over the age of 50. And then finally, here's our geographic distribution. On the right-hand side, you have our reported cases. About 75% of the cases in New Hampshire occur in the southeast part of the state in just three counties. Whereas if you look at our emergency department data, you can see that there's a greater burden of emergency department visits in the eastern part of the state, where we don't typically see as many confirmed and probable Lyme disease cases. So in conclusion, tick and Lyme disease-related health concerns are commonly brought to the emergency department. The extent to which some of the findings that we made reflect usage of the ED versus exposure opportunities is probably something that should be further explored, especially regarding the age. But we will use the results of this analysis to target our outreach and education. For example, we'd like to, of course, improve reporting from the emergency department providers who probably see a lot of erythema migrans that they don't report to us. We also think that we should probably target earlier education. Right now, we do a large majority of our education in May during Lyme Disease Awareness Month, but looking at the seasonal distribution, we should probably be doing that earlier since we start to see an increase in visits in April. And then also in terms of our public education, doing more targeted outreach to the parents of young children and older adults who we saw are the ones that are primarily seeking care in the emergency department. And then we'd also like to expand outreach to the communities that we saw seem to be more heavily impacted through the ED visits versus our actual confirmed and probable Lyme disease cases. Thank you.